The Holy Gospel for today comes from Luke, the 11th chapter, beginning with the first verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
He was praying in a certain place, and after he had prayed, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. He said to them, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins as we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial. And he said to them, Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine's arrived, and I have nothing set before him. And he answers from within, Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are in my bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he'll get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be open. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good foods to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So I want you to think about this. We're going to explore it more in the children's sermon, but there's not really enough kids for that. How do you pray? How do you pray? And I'm not going to make you answer it out loud. I want you to think about this inside of yourself. Just how do you pray? What do you pray for? What's that been like? Maybe some of you can relate to some of these things that I'll list. Some of you pray standing with your eyes closed and hands folded. Some pray with on their knees at their bedside. Some pray with hands open wide. Some pray without saying any words out loud. Some pray nonstop. Some pray out loud. Some don't pray more than once a week. Some pray at bedtime. Some pray in the morning. Some pray at mealtimes. Some pray when requests are brought to them right in that moment. There's so many ways to pray. Is there a right way to do it? Is there not? And what about that deafening silence that seems to come when you're praying sometimes? That annoying silence. There's a photo I want you to look at as we think about this prayer thing, and it'll be pulled up in just a second here. And when you look at it, just what do you notice, for those of you that can see it? It's garbled. It's all over the place. There's got to be something in there. We know how to start the prayer. We know how to say, Dear God. We know how to end it, Amen. But sometimes we lose focus of what's in the middle. We don't quite know what the words are. We don't quite know what to say. Sometimes we just can't focus. We can't focus or feel like we don't know what to pray for today. We don't know how to pray, and it ends up looking like this. Sometimes in worship it can feel like, yes, we pray every week, but some of those words don't make any sense to me. Or that's not what I'm going to need to pray for today. Why are we praying for that? It can make us feel lost. But between that mess, sometimes of our prayers, of our wonderings, sometimes the lack of focus, sometimes not being confident, sometimes feeling like we're lost, sometimes feeling like we don't do it right, we become burdened, and as a result, maybe we don't pray as often as we should or think we need to. Because we just don't know what to say. That's where these words come in that I think sometimes we ourselves speak very loudly to Jesus. Teach us how to pray. How are we supposed to do it? Is there one way to do it? What are the words I'm supposed to use? I'm not confident enough to stand up in front of people and pray because my words aren't good enough. Lord, teach us how to pray. It's something that I personally say every week before we get to the Lord's Prayer, the remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. And Jesus responds with that prayer that we know in our hearts fairly well, maybe very well. Might even be the last thing we remember on earth, who knows? But the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that he teaches us again today. We know it. We say it weekly. And it's a wonderful prayer when we just feel like we're in that garbled mess and don't know what to say. Don't know what covers it, what to cover. Because that Lord's Prayer covers a lot in a short amount of time. It covers our humanity. It covers all that we need. So let's break it down just for a moment here, these three parts, specifically the two that are brought up in the gospel reading for today. The first part of the Lord's Prayer we know very well. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We begin that prayer glorifying God. It's a great way to start, to give God the glory, the one who earns it and deserves it more than anybody else. Instead of just jumping into the asking, saying, you are the one in control. You are the one who is in charge. You are the one who is indeed holy above all else. We pray for your will to be done. That's how we start it. We start it by welcoming God into that prayer. We start by saying, God, I'm talking to you. Not talking to anybody else. And we get to the nuts and bolts of the prayer, the one that covers everything we could ever need to pray for. And it doesn't say please. We don't say please, God. Please do this. Instead, we ask for what it is we know that we truly need. Give us. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us what we truly need because we are dependent upon you. We're dependent upon you and everything that comes our way. We can't do it on our own. We depend and hold on to you above anything and all things. You and you alone. So Lord, please give us this. Give it to us this day our daily bread, the thing we need to survive, the thing that helps us move forward. And that daily bread then covers a multitude of things. All those things that help us in our lives. All the things that feed us in our life. And we continue after that and say, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those indebted to us, as it said in today's reading. I changed those words up just to match what Jesus was saying in Luke. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those indebted to us. We might say trespasses. We might say debts. We might say sins. But what it does say is we're guilty. We know we're guilty and we owe you so much. We could never repay any of that. So please forgive us those things of which we're guilty of. Forgive us. We don't always get to come and hear the confession and forgiveness, but when we pray that Lord's Prayer outside of this place, we hear those words, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord, all those things that we've done. And in Luke, he compares it to being how we forgive those indebted to us. We can think of so many times in which somebody's been in debt to us, maybe financially. Maybe it's because we've done something for them and looking for something in return. Who knows what it is? Maybe we're holding on to something. But like we're capable of forgiving those debts. But God does it so much better than we ever can. Forgive us our sins. And lead us not into temptation. And don't lead us into the time of trial. Do not lead us and deliver us from evil, from the evil one. There's many ways to say that end of the prayer. But lead us not into the temptation or the time of trial. In other words, we're lost. We're lost and we don't always know where we're going. So come and take us. Take us and lead us to where you're calling us to go. Lead us to what you think we need to be doing. Lead us not into the things that distract us from you. All those temptations, all those times of trial. Deliver us from that evil. Take us, Lord, by the hand, for we are lost. Jesus teaches us to glorify God in this prayer. And Jesus teaches us to ask for those things that we need, things we're dependent on, things we know we're guilty of and need forgiveness from, and for being lost. That third part that we always close the prayer with isn't in the scriptures, but it is a good reminder for us as we pray that Lord's Prayer, that it's not about us. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. It's yours, God. It's yours. All these things we ask, we know is only capable through you. So take us, because it is yours, forever and ever. And as Luther says, amen, let it be done. It is so. It is most certainly true. Do this. So take a look at this second photo of this same thing. We don't always have the words and it can be garbled, but Jesus gives us those words. And this is a really simplified way of thinking about some of those words. Dear God, you are great. Help me. I love you. Thanks. Amen. Hear those words? Jesus gives us those words that we learn from a young age, those words that stick in our heart, those words that even when we're not always in the right mind, they seem to be there. We know what they're saying. Those words that speak so much. And yet there's so few. And that's what we've been given this day. A prayer in which we can pray at any time of day, not necessarily just in worship. Perhaps you pray it at night. Perhaps you do it in the morning. Perhaps you do it when you really don't know what to say. But be persistent. You can keep praying this prayer when you don't know what to say. Keep knocking. Keep pounding on that door. Keep talking to God as Abraham was doing and bringing it down. Say, Lord, what if? What if? Keep knocking. Jesus is listening. Even when sometimes we finish up those prayers and all we hear is silence, he's listening. God's listening. Because God is great. God is there to help us in so many different ways, giving us what we need. God loves us if we love God. And that's something we can thank him for every day. So when you feel lost, when you don't know what to pray, when we ask that question, teach us to pray, Jesus has that answer for us right there in those few words that speak so deep and cover so many things. Thanks be to God. Amen.